The New York Gay Pride Parade celebrates 40 years today, but before there were throngs of crowds and corporate sponsors, it started with a question. What would happen if the gay community came out openly in the streets en masse? As WNYC's Anna Sale reports, the first marchers didn't know the answer.
In June 1970, poet Fran Wynant was planning a protest. There was a lot of preparation, but what she remembers most is agreeing to be photographed.
I quote you, Brooklyn Kent women.
She was a member of a group called Radical Lesbians and the Gay Liberation Front.
There's the come-out poster, small. That's me.
Right in front.
Yeah.
In the black and white picture, a group of 15 men and women are running arm-in-arm down 19th Street. She's the shortest one, just 26 years old. She wears glasses and her jeans are paint-stained from filling nail holes in her new apartment a few days earlier. In big letters above the picture are the words, "Come Out," with two exclamation points. It's the poster advertising the first gay pride march in New York City. It was a year after a riot at the Stonewall Inn in Greenwich Village galvanized New York's gay community. This march, never called a parade by organizers, was built around a simple yet radical idea. Come out and show that you're here. Rich Wandel is the archivist at New York's LGBT Community Center.
The thing that had to be done first in the movement, in the post-Stonewall movement, was to prove that you could come out and not get killed. And I mean that pretty literally.
Video footage of that first march is hard to come by, but the Lesbian Her Story Archives in Park Slope does have a fuzzy VHS of the march 2 years later. It shows men and women, mostly men, filling the streets. They chant and spell out gay power. The sidewalks are full of people, just watching. Some with their arms crossed, others expressionless, but everyone looks like they're noticing. The first march started small, but Fran Wynant says it was part of the strategy to meet onlookers straight in the eye.
We looked toward all the people on the street and we said, "Join us, join us." And there were people there who weren't there at the beginning, but who had banners from many different states and schools. And so with just a little prompting, they were ready.
We saw a couple of friends. They said, "Join us." We said, "No, if my mom sees me, she'll kill me." Because, you know, we're still closeted.
That's one of the current bartenders at the Stonewall Inn. He's 71 years old and goes by the name Tree.
And we said, "We'll only go to 14th Street." But when people, including the cops, called us fags, lesbian, queers, dykes, we got a little pissed, and we decided to march up to 34th Street, then to 42nd. The next thing you know, we're in Central Park.
There's a little rise in Central Park.
Archivist Rich Wandel remembers the view.
And so when you turn around at that point, you can see quite a fair distance. And those 40 or so people had turned into hundreds, if not 1,000 or more. I mean, that alone was just a, "Oh, wow, look at what has happened here."
What has happened since elicits mixed feelings among some of the original marchers. Today's party atmosphere and corporate sponsorships feel like an entirely different universe to Fran Wynant.
I guess there is a 1970 me inside of this one. And that person sometimes has problems putting the two together.
The scene today would have been unimaginable to that young woman in the poster 40 years ago.
And I have to keep constantly reminding myself that whatever brings people out is good. If they think that this is Mardi Gras, okay. It wasn't Mardi Gras for us, but okay. If people can just come out and be themselves, that's really the sort of basic bottom line.
Fran Wynant will be there again this weekend. In 40 years, she hasn't missed one yet. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.